Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is the Retirement Ready Podcast with President and Founder Eric Peterson of Peterson Financial Group, Iowa's retirement specialist with an office in Des Moines. It's time to make sure that you're retirement ready.
Back here for more on Retirement Ready with Eric Peterson from Peterson Financial Group. We're going to talk about some common scams that go around here on the show. Americans have lost more than $3.1 billion in various forms of fraud and scams in just the last 12 months. Yes, that was $3.1 billion with a B. So we're going to talk about a few places where hopefully we see some common scams and maybe some ideas or at least some things to try to avoid those. And if you've got those questions, you've got some concerns, I mean, that's part of the conversation too is, you know, when Eric and his team are working with folks, it's really that holistic approach and looking at various things. If you feel like you've been scammed, you know, one of the first things you want to do if you're working with a financial professional is reach out to them. Let them know, hey, something might have happened here so that you can protect your assets. So 515-226-1500, your number to call for your retirement readiness review. 515-226-1500. Eric, before we dive into this, I imagine that's something that you get calls occasionally or emails occasionally saying, hey, you know, something feels weird. You know, what do we do? And do you guys have kind of steps in place for stuff?
Well, yes. We have, you know, all of our stuff protected and to have it at a high level. There's requirements from regulators. But right. We'll get weird stuff sometimes from a client. It looks like a client, you know, so we know they've been hacked. So we'll call them, say, hey, we got something strange from you. You may want to, you know, do a scan,
double check,
or
yeah,
have it checked out. Yeah, but
yeah, it's always something now, right? It's crazy.
Oh yeah,
the levels of stuff are nuts. So.
Well, it's profitable. I mean, yeah, they wouldn't keep doing it if it wasn't profitable.
I just saw this movie. Have you seen The Beekeeper, the new Jason Statham movie?
No, but I want to. But I think it's very similar to almost like the what was the one? The Equalizer 3, I think, kind of similar.
You know, it's funny when you, it really jumps the shark at some point. It starts out kind of interesting. It actually starts out about scammers scamming money from older folks. And then, of course, he goes into, you know, retribution mode, you know, classic action movie. Although it's pretty funny. I won't give it away, but it winds up being a very kind of thumb of the nose at the current administration.
Oh,
You'll see as it goes through how it kind of gets there a little bit.
Yeah, watch that this weekend.
It's pretty bad in some places. I won't lie. You know,
it's a chase and you don't watch his movies unless you want to see people getting beat up and driving fast and shooting stuff.
It's pretty ridiculous in places. But the point is the scam that it starts off with is very possible. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about some of those. So we'll just jump in and kind of get going. It's actually a personal data scam, right? Giving, you know, passwords, things of that nature, phishing, smishing. There's all these different terms where that's a text, you know, kind of thing. So I think we're kind of familiar at this point with, you know, email scams of that nature. But again, you got to be very careful with these kinds of any kind of computer or technology scam, I think, has really gotten out of control because they're hoping that an older person is going to be unaware of how to fix it and they're going to automatically go, oh, I must click on this link because they're going to help me, right?
Right. Or it does something, and then in order to unlock it, you got to pay them money to unlock it or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, just anything you get that has you open up an attachment, just, you know,
don't do it.
A quick look at who.
Yeah.
One, don't do it. But two, who's it coming from? So a lot of times, like I get these, sometimes they'll say, here's an invoice that you need to pay.
Yeah, your Amazon order is incorrect. Click here. It will help you get it sorted out. Right?
Yeah. And you look at where the address is coming from.
Yeah.
And no. Yeah.
So. And if you get those folks, don't open it. Don't click the links. My mother's 82. I teach her this stuff all the time. Just go straight. If you're really worried about it, because again, it's a great idea from a scammer's perspective because everybody's ordering from Amazon all the time.
Right.
So just go log into your actual account on Amazon yourself, not through the link that you were sent, but just go to the account yourself and see if there's a problem with your order. 9 times out of 10, there's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's an easy one. How about the government ones? Let's talk about those, Eric, a little bit. You know, like there's always a big one around Social Security, right? Or the IRS, right? There's a problem with your taxes. you know, when they call or something like that. Well, first of all,
run away to arrest you.
Yes, the IRS does not do that.
And the IRS doesn't take payment in gift cards.
Right? You're going to get certified letters from them for a while before anything crazy happens. Yeah.
And their letter, they love the mail system, and it takes a long time. And to pay the IRS is actually, you know, it's remember the show Get Smart?
Oh, yeah.
He had to go through all those doors.
Right.
Okay. That's what it's like trying to pay the IRS. If you want to send it to them electronically, you can send them a check. It's still fine to send them a check. But if you want to pay them in a more timely manner, the doors you have to go through, especially as a corporation, because I was trying to pay them through another corporation I have, and I didn't have my PIN yet. So the doors I had to go through to try to get this PIN, they had to mail to me. So yeah, they have, it's, yeah, the guy, the IRS is never going to text you. They're going to call you like that. If they're calling you, there's a whole lot of steps that they went down before.
Yeah, you would have long since been notified in other ways before the sheriff's coming to your house to lock your door thing. That's nuts.
Yeah. So just be, the government doesn't do it that way. A lot of it is going to be mail, like serious mail issues that they're going to, mail pieces they're going to send to you.
Yep, exactly. I like the gift card one, right? So sweepstakes, those are other ones, various different things. And they're like, oh, well, you've won something, but we just need to verify this information or that information. Or if you want to give us, you know, we can put money on a gift card to your point. There's all these kinds of different weird little sweepstakes things. Don't fall for those. I mean, anytime, first of all, you know, right off the bat, if someone asks you for some form of payment because you won something, that hopefully is a red flag to you.
Yeah, we need you to prepay with a tax on this.
Yes.
This actually happened to me because I had points at a resort down in Mexico in Cabo.
Okay.
And I bought those. We visited. We really liked it, but I used it as an incentive for my staff. And so I got contacted by a company that said that they needed to buy a bunch of points because they needed to use the whole resort for some corporation that wanted to bring all their employees down there for some big retreat for a couple of weeks. So it sounded kind of legitimate.
Right.
And the offer they were making was pretty lucrative because it was going to pay off what I owed on my points. So I was almost ready to sign the deal, but then they needed a processing fee to do the transaction and it had to be wired to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my bank. I said, wait, if I wire money, it's gone, right? They're like, yeah, as soon as you wire money, it's gone. I'm like, no. And when I told them, I said, nah, I'm not going to do it because I got to wire money. They got outraged. Oh. They're like, what do you mean? You know, we're just, and I'm like, no, this doesn't sound legitimate. And then pretty soon get an email from the resort saying, hey, you know, if you guys are getting these calls, this is not legitimate. This is, I'm like, yeah, see, you, But they can make it sound, I mean, make sound with emails and, you know, they have these certificates, you know, anyone, you could do anything in Photoshop and all this kind of stuff. And now with
video, it's just as bad
with AI.
Yeah, exactly.
Any of that. So now they can replicate voices. And so it's just going to get even worse going forward.
That's actually a great point because that walks me into my next one, which is like a family scam, right? Yeah. There's one going around the grandparent scam where they basically are using AI and some, you know, pre-recorded information or whatever, snatching whatever from people's, you know, phones and social media to basically, hey, grandma, grandpa, you know, I got arrested or I got a ticket and they need you to bail me out. Can you send $300? To this information, I'm going to send it to you right now kind of thing, right? And you kind of go for it. You fall for it, A, because it may be coming from your grandchild's cell phone number. So you first of all think, well, okay, that looks legitimate. Or it may even sound like them, again, due to AI, which is super crazy. My mother-in-law fell for one on Facebook that way where she thought her brother was asking for some help due to a traffic incident or something like that. And it's like, why would you, like, who would do that? Like, who would post on Facebook and say, I need, you know, $500 to pay a traffic fine or something? So got to watch out.
So there, what I've been reading and hearing things, you need to ask them if it is a person like that. Ask them a memory that only that person would know.
Yes.
Yeah. You're like, hey, do you remember, Johnny, remember when, you know, back at, when you were 11 years old, you had a favorite hat you always wore or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not going to know that. And then you kind of know it's not legitimate or something
That's
like that.
That's a great
point. Don't do anything via text message. Either. Right. Always. I mean, the SEC and our regulations, we cannot take trade instructions via text message, via email. We have to talk to somebody. Now, I will see what happens with with AI coming in, if they're going to, you know, even modify that a little bit, because that can, but you kind of know an AI voice a little bit that doesn't have the nuances to it. But we have to talk to our clients if they want to make any kind of a trade. We have to speak to them via phone. Mm-hmm. We cannot take it any other means.
Yep. Yep. That's a great point, too, about not saying stuff. Many of people have heard, you know, when you get this thing, people are saying, hey, I'm trying to call from such and such, but I can't hear you. Can you hear me? They're hoping that you're going to say the word yes so they can have it recorded and they can use that word yes to say that, oh, that you agreed to something by, you know, using it, recording it and applying it to whatever. So
here's a great one years ago. Remember you used to have to choose your long distance service?
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing. So there was a company, actually a long distance carrier, and the name of the company was Hold. H-O-L-D.
Mm.
So they would call you, talk about long distance service, you know, and yada, yada, whatever. Like, oh, do you mind if I put you on hold?
Oh, and nice. And you
and
say
people
yes.
Say, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And you just agreed to sign up for hold.
Like, yeah. Yeah. You're just being courteous. So yeah, you can put me on hold. Okay. And then boom, all of a sudden your long distance service has changed.
Yeah, and there's some really complicated stuff out there, folks. There's home scams now where if you're thinking about buying a house, they're selling you a fake title to a house. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there. So, you know, what can you do? Well, first and foremost, right, you just need to use some common sense. I mean, password changing on financial stuff, Eric, is really important to do that fairly regularly, I think. I know we all hate passwords, but updating those things, not using something super simple. You know, there's a lot of simple things to do there.
You know, it gets hard to keep track of, but you just got to find a way to do it.
Especially financial stuff. Maybe, you know, maybe not always, you know, your social media or some cheesy whatever to your Netflix account, but yeah. Certainly. And even
any
that, you get
transactions
any on financial stuff. And also like free Wi-Fi. Don't do any financial stuff over your doctor's Wi-Fi, right?
No.
I'm sure your doctor is a legitimate person. I'm not saying that, but it's an open source Wi-Fi. It's a public Wi-Fi. Don't do that.
Right. And don't do it. I won't check any of that when I'm in another country either.
Yeah, true. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Keep that kind of, you know, the financial stuff. Be smart. You know, just kind of keep your head on the swivel out there, folks, a little bit when it comes to that stuff. And of course, you know, if it's egregious enough, obviously call the police, but call your bank, call your financial professional, whatever it is, and let them know if you feel that something has happened. And as Eric said, don't wire something, because the second you wire it until you've totally it is gone. So absolutely.
Yep, the cashier's check.
Yep,
it's gone.
Absolutely. So if you got questions, you need some help, again, reach out to Eric and his team. Get on the calendar for a financial review of your situation at 515-226-1500.
You've been listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast. If you have questions about what you've heard on today's podcast and would like to schedule a complimentary retirement readiness review with Eric Peterson and the team at Peterson Financial Group, call now. 515-226-1500 is the number to dial. That's 515-226-1500. They are Iowa's retirement specialists and standing by to help you achieve your financial and retirement goals. Want to ask a question online? Visit the team at AskEricPeterson.com. Thanks for listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast, making sure that you're retirement ready.
Did you know that Eric Peterson also has a radio show? Tune in to the Retirement Ready Radio Show, Sundays at noon on AM 1040 WHO.
Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.